Good evening. So the last couple of weeks we've started to look at the Lama Chopa, the Guru Puja, and we've now covered the preliminaries. So when one starts the practice, one already is sitting down with a motivation of refuge in bodhicitta. So with such a motivation already cultivated, one develops the visualization that was presented. Having generated the visualization, feeling the presence of one's Lama, who's indivisible from the Buddha and Yidam, one then intentionally cultivates the motivation of refuge and bodhicitta. And these were the verses we looked at, verses 2 to 6. Having strengthened the motivation of refuge and bodhicitta, we then dissolve the visualization into ourselves. So we're having generated refuge in bodhicitta, which includes, as we saw in the fifth verse, where it was mentioned that one's determination is to become a Buddha as quickly as possible for the sake of others. In fact, in this very life, and not even over one's entire lifespan, but within a retreat period, one then recites the reverse with the understanding, I shall quickly in this very life attain the state of a primordial Guru Yidam Buddha. So then one dissolves, having generated refuge in bodhicitta, one dissolves the visualization into oneself and then arises as one's Guru Yidam. And last week it was mentioned what the meaning of that is as well. And then one visualizes as emanating light rays, blessing the world and its beings and so forth. So this then covers the preliminary to the main practice. And now we come to the next part, which is to look at blessing of offerings. So we'll look at that and then move on to the generation of the merit field. to think a little bit about the order of the outline. We started with the preliminaries, which is the generation of refuge and bodhicitta. Then, just before coming to, as we see in the outline on page 3, the core of the practice, which starts with the generation of the merit field, we have this prior section, verses 7 and 8, the blessing, the inner offering. Or more accurately, we could say blessing of the inner offering and offering substances. So why is there this blessing of offerings between the preliminaries and the core of the practice? Well, when one is generating the merit field and then embarking on the varying practices that follow, that is the main activity. So let's say you're having important guests coming over. Before your guests arrive, you'll be preparing. You'll be preparing your home and if you're going to offer them a meal, preparing the meal. You won't wait for your guests to come and greet them at the door and then take them through to the lounge and leave them there while you go to the kitchen. All that preparation is done prior. So that is what's happening in verses 7 and 8, where one is doing the preparation for the offerings that are to be made to the merit field. You will have experience in your own life, for example, when celebrating a birthday party. The preparation is always done well in advance of the guests arriving. First the planning, then the preparing. And when the guests come, everything is ready so that you can show appropriate gratitude to the person whose birthday it is. So this we can understand now in a similar way.
Adilia, Chivo Puye Dilia, Nanshu Sajida, the Chuzi Sadi, all those in the Nanyi Livore, Nainza, Tangjugin, that Jina Nanshu Jingil of your Jinapje, Duhag, Chickje, and the Dishella, and Chuzi Jingle of your Duhag, 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 the Chick, that Jabara Jinna, Denigre, Car, Disney Ligre.
So there are two, maybe we can say primary functions here, in a more, which would be clearer in a more expansive text. But here there are two parts. The one is relating to the inner offering, and the other is relating to offering substances. And of the two, first one embarks on blessing the inner offering, and thereafter blessing of the offering substances. And the blessing of both the inner offering and offering substances are in our text done in a very brief manner in the seventh verse, Om Ah Hum. That recitation serves to bless the inner offering and the offering substances.
Om Ah Hum La Du Om Se Du Gu Se Gu Ah Se Sung Se Hung Se Tuk Che Gu Sung Tu Sum Yi Jin Yi La Gu Re Che Da Gu Sung Tu Sum Yi Jin Yi La Gu Re Che Le.
And Om Ah Hum represents the body, speech, and mind being blessed. As ordinary people, we don't have the capacity to actually engage in blessings. So we need to then bear in mind the context, which was first one meditates on refuge, bodhicitta, and cultivates the wisdom realizing emptiness. Having generated these minds within oneself, we then arose as the deity, as Yamantaka. So now it's as Yamantaka, we are suitable to bless the inner and inner offering and the offering substances. The offering is done by ourselves, having arisen as Yamantaka, and so because as Yamantaka, we can engage in the blessings. However, being realistic, we are only engaging in these blessings on a level of aspiration. Those who actually have siddhis or attainments, they can transform substances. For us, we're still engaging in the practice on a level of aspiration. And the substances that are, off, that are blessed here would be, for example, in our puja, we'd usually have a small quantity of alcohol. And that doesn't mean, though, that one necessarily has to use alcohol. One would is utilizing what is commonly available in society. So one could use alcohol or fruit juice or black tea. Whatever the substance is, the process is the same. The recitation of Om Mahom, as a deity, one blesses the offering substances. Yeah, I didn't say one part so clearly. That's the translator. So the alcohol that has been blessed, that is there as the inner offering, not offering substances. So it's an offering substance, but it's specific to the inner offering. Now one blesses as well offering substances. So the alcohol specifically referred to the inner offering. And offering substances then are a wide variety of offering substances, such as flowers, incense, butter lamps, and other things such as, we don't have here, but sometimes there's a parasol, or there's the parasol over there, and I've no idea what it's called, what's hanging on the wall there next to the Heart Sutra. So whatever that's called. Victory banner, there we go. So the victory banner there. So these and others would be included here in offering substances that one also blesses.
That is ngoche ngo gan su yore sya sya korong ge lya ga jele ru ji gar yore sya sya ne jele de ne ngo de ne shi ye ane korong ge lya ga jele de ne shi ye pan do ro ma so ne pan do de ne shi yore sya ane mang yu de ne shi yore sya sya de lya na de ne ma shi yore de
We look at this now in terms of three parts, one being the essence, the other being either activity or benefit, that's the second, and the third being the quantity. This then is the eighth verse. Just to say before I read it, for this particular verse, the order of the Tibetan and English is very mixed. So as Genla comments, it may not be quite in the same order as we have. Pure clouds of outer, inner, and secret offerings and fields of visions pervade the reaches of space, earth, and sky, spreading out inconceivably in essence, wisdom, knowledge, in inner aspect, inner offerings, and various offering substances. As enjoyments of the six senses, they function to generate the special wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness. Of the three parts we're going to look at, the essence, the activity or function, and quantity, looking then at the first, essence. So for us in English, this is where the Tibetan starts with essence in the first line. For us, though, it's in our third line. In essence, wisdom knowledge. In aspect, inner offerings and various offering substances. So what this means then is that what appears to our eyes is, in terms of the inner offering, will be that substance, for example, such as alcohol. This is what appears to one's eyes. But its essence is the wisdom realizing emptiness. Similarly, with the various offering substances, such as flowers and incense and victory banner and the parasol, these, essence being the wisdom realizing emptiness, with such an essence, it arises in the aspect of whichever offering substance comes to mind. So one will see, for example, the flower. So this is the appearance that the offering substance takes, but its essence is the wisdom realizing emptiness. An illustration then, that we may be more familiar with, is we look at these flowers here. What do we see? We see flowers, but their essence is plastic. So to our mind, flowers appear, but their essence or their entity is plastic. So similarly, with the offering substances that appear to our mind, or the inner offering that appears to our mind, it has an appearance of alcohol or flowers or incense and so forth, but its essence is the wisdom that is realizing emptiness. So the essence of the inner offering and offering substances is not just or merely emptiness. In fact, it's not that. It is rather our wisdom that is realizing emptiness. So here in the sadhana thus far, we've already meditated on refuge, bodhicitta, and emptiness. And we then arose as the deity. Now our wisdom that is realizing emptiness arises in the aspect or the form, in the aspect of the inner offering, and in the aspect of the various offering substances. So when it's said that the essence is the wisdom realizing emptiness, this isn't something in general. It is our wisdom that is realizing emptiness arises as the offering substance. We look here at the blessing of then offering and offering substances in these three parts. So we've just looked at essence, and now we can come to the second, which I was saying is maybe activity or benefit, but more we can rather use the term function. So returning to the text, so continuing from where we read, in essence, wisdom, knowledge, in aspect, in offerings, and various offering substances. So that's the first of the three divisions, essence. Now we come to the second. As enjoyments of the six senses, they function to generate the special wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness. So just to say as an aside, the reason we're covering this now is in the Tibetan, this is now in the second line. So here, we've recognized that the essence of the inner offering and the offering substances is our wisdom realizing emptiness that takes the aspect of the inner offerings and the various offering objects. Now, what is the function or the purpose of doing this? They serve as enjoyments. So enjoyments, well, it's not a great term, but anyway, it's the objects that our senses, we can maybe say, interact with. And says so the objects are the six senses. So the senses of sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, and consciousness. So these interact with those objects of sight, smell, etc. And then in the next line, as enjoyment. So these are what we have now visualized, right? The offering substances, which has arisen from the various inner offering and offering substances that have arisen from our wisdom realizing emptiness, and they function as objects of our six senses that we interact with or enjoy. And what is the purpose of this function? Is to generate the special wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness. So what this means is that when one sees these offering substances or smells or tastes these offering substances, great bliss arises within one, and that consciousness of great bliss then realizes emptiness. That then is the meaning of to generate the special wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness. Wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness, that's fine. So when one sees these offering substances that have arisen from our wisdom realizing emptiness, recognizing that these have arisen from our wisdom realizing emptiness, great bliss is generated, and that great bliss is a consciousness, and that consciousness itself realizes that what is appearing is empty, empty of inherent existence. And in this way, the wisdom of great bliss realizes emptiness. And just to say, sorry, what we have here is wisdom knowledge. It really is knowledge is fine, but it is just wisdom.
동방이 도고래. 대화 좀 많이 봐. 지나다 라마단 이담 디길 메도 아주 푸요 메도 기파 지요도 갑라 코로나 주기 람상 룰이야 직셈이야 대화지 대화디 마네 어디디 라싱이 마주바 동방이 동사 또 두고래 제가 디 대비 동방이 또 별로데라 제동이 이제 잡아지 해줘 제가 딩아주 최고 푸이에게 유디기 데니기 라마래 최고 푸요도 푸디 라미 투규래 제동이 이제 잡아 기투고래 제데다 Kebar, did a quite legal masona, legal masona, jelen, jelen, nubal masona, did a sa, jele carries and busy, chebu, chese, and non chedic, jele dinner.
Continuing to look then at the function here, so we see that the offering, the aspect in offerings and various offering objects as enjoyments of the six senses, they function. So that's part of the function. But then we come to the specific function, the actual function rather, is to generate the special wisdom knowledge of bliss and emptiness. So again, just to say, the translation says wisdom knowledge, but it's just the word for wisdom, or more normally expressed as exalted wisdom. So you could write special exalted wisdom of bliss and emptiness. And then also just to say as an aside before going on to what Genda said, the word for bliss is also the word for happiness. So in English, we use the two words depending on the context, but it's the same in Tibetan, same word in Tibetan. So now to what Genda said, if we take an illustration of ourselves and our Lama, and both ourselves and our Lama are offered a flower, we will receive that flower, and it will be beautiful, and happiness or bliss will arise in our mind. So here let's just say happiness arises in our mind. This is mere happiness, ordinary happiness, is really nothing particularly special. And that's all that would happen. For a lama though, offered an identical flower, for them bliss would arise. And not only that, but that consciousness of bliss would recognize that this flower and its beauty are both empty of inherent existence, that they have come about in dependence on causes, parts, and imputation by mind. The beauty of the flower and the flower itself is completely empty of inherent existence. So our Lama can, through the arisal of bliss, through seeing the beautiful flower, that consciousness of bliss, realizes emptiness. For us, we'll be happy looking at the pretty flower, but that's it. We may recall that it's empty of inherent existence, but that is a very coarse conceptual understanding, and it certainly is not our consciousness of happiness that is realizing the emptiness of the flower. So this is why it's called, here in our final line, a special wisdom or special exalted wisdom of bliss and emptiness. Because this then refers to the particular function of the offering substances and the inner offering. The inner offering and offering substances serves as having a special function of leading to the arisal of great bliss, which itself realizes emptiness.
Just Rakpati pa gaji, lo char, で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、 ちょっと
All of you will have heard teachings on emptiness, and presumably you engage in meditation on emptiness. But not, and whatever understanding though one has come of emptiness, one doesn't give rise to a subtle enough consciousness realizing emptiness for bliss to arise. However, through repeatedly engaging in the meditation on emptiness, and hearing ever more teachings on emptiness, our meditation will deepen, which means our consciousness that is understanding emptiness becomes ever subtler. And then eventually, we will come to a coarse realization of emptiness, and that coarse realization of emptiness will lead to the arrival of bliss. And that bliss will be able to, it's that bliss itself, will be able to realize emptiness. So what is missing now is we do not yet have a subtle enough mental consciousness realizing emptiness. To generate that, we need to continue to meditate on emptiness. And eventually we will be able to realize emptiness, generate a mind of bliss, and have that mind of bliss realize emptiness too. So for now, we engage in this meditation on a level of aspiration or imagination, but we can have confidence that through meditating repeatedly over a sustained period, our skill will develop sufficiently where we can do this. Even though it will be on a coarse level, we can though still experience a consciousness of bliss realizing emptiness.
ただね、ガルサマニョンガネサムダンゴレラな、で、マンゴイバサムダンゴレラで、じゃあ、サダ、バナ、ナムケ、キュンタムチェ、ヨンスキャペセ。じゃあ、サチャサジチャサンパ、ジ、ナチュータ、チュゼ、プヤギ、ナチュータ、チュゼ、ディバ、ダカガンディバ。ね、バナハラヤ、ペチェ、ディニギチュゼ、シウユディケ、ナムケギガンキャプラ、ナムケギ、ガチェ、ナムカガチェ、チャワネ、 디나시
starting to look at the start of when we looked at this verse, I mentioned the three outlines of essence, function, and quantity. So we've looked at the first two, essence and then function, and now the third, quantity. So here, we start in the middle of our second line, pervade the reaches of space, earth and sky, spreading out. So again, Genla's going through the order in the Tibetan. And this shows that the offerings that we imagine, they fill the space before us, leaving no free space in the sky before us. Rather, it is filled with various offerings. Now the verse concludes, but I'll read the first three lines together. Pure clouds of outer, inner, and secret offerings and fields of vision pervade the reaches of space, earth, and sky, spreading out inconceivably. So here the meaning is just as we've presented before, that the offerings that one visualizes aren't just one or two or a few before one. Rather, the space before one is filled, completely filled with offerings. One's not holding back in any way. One's imagination isn't limited. All that one can possibly conceive is being conceived and offered. So that's then the meaning here. There, we don't have it doesn't come out in the translation, but there is the meaning in here that these offerings are all being blessed as well. A translator made one mistake right at the outset. We now only come to the conclusion of the preliminary. So I mentioned the preliminary to the main practice was refuge and bodhicitta. That was my error. It includes now also the blessing of the inner offering and offering substances. So these first eight verses constitute the preliminary to the core of the practice. And right at the outset of the core of the practice, one generates a merit field, or what, to express that differently, one generates a field of holy beings with one's lama at the center, upon which or in relation to which vast stores of merit will be accumulated.
Lama 수수기 감나 메바다 되게 라메기 안에 담가도 준비 전에 되게 살답다 먹은 걸 와. 진짜 라마사 답다 되게 안에 지월사 답다 안에 닝가라사 답다 되게 장기 둥이 남가 사 답지 검나 되게 라마사 답다 되게 사 답세기 네 되려 두수세 예 용고래지래.
Yeah, the visualization can be done in according to one's wish. Either one can visualize the merit field before one, above one, or at one's heart.
Lama singham da chasan sadab kartab ne lami shukri da lama da dene khoradan kar sadab ne sadab sege kawa sadab gugre lamna jiwo la sadab ya yores ninga la sadab kom ya yores dunyi nam ga la sadab kom ya yores ma de inji mi ji jiwo jang jang gom gore se di mare se orda lami sadab sege ne de lya kar kar yores ne jiwo la sadab kom ya yores dunyi nam ga la sadab kom ya yores ninga la sadab kom ya yores di ko lami gi damga da Denege Lamigi Dusche Damwata Susuki Kamna Meba Timbigi Denege that Denege Gomegi Mida Mida Yungore. On
that
in ma that he said that we get nearly that sort of saying to that it is sort of city that Denege you've been an acosta de Boris in it. Dungi Namkalia Sata Kuris and Tadi Lamichibi, Tusnam and Chitu Kapla, and Sata Tadida, Diki, and the Lamig Sundadilla, that Dungi Namkalia Sata Yadeshe.
Of those three possibilities, the Lama Chopa presents the visualization as before oneself. But if one has a particular inclination, or one has received a specific spiritual instructions from one's Lama, then one can visualize one's lama and the merit field. If not before one, then on the crown of one's head or at one's heart. When one embarks on the meditation of the one's lama and the merit field, or the visualization of one's lama and the merit field, one first The first part that one will generate in the visualization is that of the magnificent environment wherein the Lama and the merit field is to be found. And before one engages in the generation of this visualization, the starting point is to meditate on emptiness. So here again, as we have already several times before, one meditates on emptiness, and the wisdom that realizes emptiness is the foundation for this part of the practice too. So hopefully this also now serves to emphasize the great importance of meditating on emptiness, that at so many different parts of the practice, it is explicitly the foundation. Other parts will implicitly be so, but here it's explicitly so. So one meditates on emptiness, generating once again great bliss through the realization of emptiness. Or as we have in our first line, in the vast space of indivisible bliss and void amidst billowing clouds. So indivisible bliss and void refers to the wisdom of bliss, which is a subtle wisdom of bliss that is realizing emptiness. And this is a mind far subtler than we can utilize at this stage in our meditation, that is experiencing bliss and then is realizing emptiness. So this is what we have referred to before in the preceding verse. So here we have this wisdom of the subtle mind of bliss that is realizing emptiness. And from that consciousness that is realizing emptiness, we see the rest of the line. In the vast space of indivisible bliss and emptiness, amidst billowing clouds of Samantabhadra offerings. So that's then the first line in the Tibetan. And so Samantabhadra offerings refers to the style of offerings as expressed by the Bodhisattva Samantabhadra in his King of Prayers, where there are billowing clouds of offerings filling up the sky before one, or space before one. So this then is similar, or has a connection to what we covered in the previous verse. So that is the meaning, though, of Samantabhadra offerings. Vast and extensive offerings, like thick clouds. We have these, I call it Columbus clouds, something like this. It's very high clouds. It is like that, but with offerings filling up space. What is the meaning of indivisible in bliss and void? So here we can look at it like this. Bliss and emptiness, let's just use what we usually utilize, bliss and emptiness. This refers to the consciousness. So that is the object possessor, or the consciousness. And if so bliss and the wisdom realizing emptiness are the consciousness or object possessor, and the object that they possess is that of emptiness. So again, bliss and emptiness, that consciousness is realizing its object, namely emptiness. And here, the object and the object possessor, the consciousness and what the consciousness is realizing, are indivisible. So that is the meaning then of the term indivisible. It refers to the object possessor, in other words, the consciousness, and what that consciousness is realizing, the object, namely emptiness. Bliss and emptiness, and bliss and the wisdom realizing emptiness, and emptiness being indivisible.
Halam yangba sido, halam yangba, halam yangba sidi, 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 女不清不是有了，但女不就养把是那家清不了过了，但但这里女不清不是，女不清不，那一拉拉么是的，拉拉三九国防脱不拉，三九国防脱不了，这边个狼女不清不家清不女不清不的意思，我的，拉拉棉花是的，他写的呀，俺三九国防都是抢的，叫我对象国防的下，你狼的脱不了这边个狼养把是女不清不的，就他的那个。 这段电力给这段电力东西都比一些的，可能你不跟着有的是呢，三九国防特别给蓝，那个可能三九国防特别就比你们几个蓝地的，三九国防特别就蓝地的，就算你女不的，白嘛是女不清不的，就三九国防特别就给蓝女不开发经济的，也是要去搞的，他那么样吧，是啊，姐。
The first line then in the Tibetan, it goes in this sequence. We have bliss, emptiness, indivisible. So that then we've now looked at and what it means. Thereafter we come to, again going in the order of the Tibetan, the word we have a space and vast or in the vast. So it's that's the order of the Tibetan. So we start with bliss and emptiness, indivisible. So that we've looked at, indivisible, bliss and emptiness. Thereafter, the word comes in the vast space. So the meaning here can understand, the one works well for English. It means having great power or great strength. So the indivisible, the consciousness of indivisible bliss and emptiness, indivisible bliss and the wisdom realizing emptiness, and its object, emptiness, is likened to vast space, in that it has incredible strength or power. The second way to understand vast space is through the literal Tibetan. So the word that is translated as space, it's not mistaken, that is a translation. The literal translation would be pathway to deity. It's a pathway or it's hla, lam. So hla, yeah, we can understand as deity, and lam being the path to it, as in lam rim, stages of the path. So what that's, then that second way that we can understand the word space, which is literally a pathway of the deity or to the deity, means the pathway to Buddhahood. So here the deity we can understand as being the state of a Buddha or Buddhahood. And what is the path of the deity? It's the word immediately that came before, or the path towards Buddhahood. It is the indivisible bliss and emptiness. So that's the second meaning. The first meaning was that the indivisible bliss and emptiness is of great strength and power. The second meaning is the indivisible bliss and emptiness is the pathway or the path to practice to achieve the state of Buddhahood.
And on that, what is yours? Ne, Devi ke yiji sheba chamo dewashi ke lanji dewashi ke dewadi ke tongbang yito be lo di sanji ko bang tobo chi be lam di di le so da di nyam so lemba le di ne sanji ko bang tobo go le. Jisang di. 这段也没有他那样吧，现在的那个三九国防特别级别蓝女吧级，女吧城，建的，嗯，单位东西都被写的了。那么这我呢，第一把去了，但南巴工商区镇七百，工商区镇七百，现在南巴的我的地里的南巴的个是区别进不一样的，工商区镇七百是多，工商区镇是对工商部城市工商部区别区别进是全部不一样的，与陕西。
杨巴，俺那几买多少当，不要当，买多少当，都不要当。俺这个人不吃的，今天的吃不就别个，陕西，陕西的意思，我提不有意思的。今天的吃不拿些，今天的吃不就别陕西的。那么今天的陕西的我吃，那么今天的新巴吃了，我的，地位东西都别写的，也是我的。这些些把那几块的，拿些钱来不对，确实钱来把那几块的。 我地位东北东西都被写一百几了，俺就没给同样的了，可是呢，陕西，俺就没多少当。
那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那个，那
So first of all, then recap just what has been mentioned. So the pathway to practice, to achieve the state of Buddhahood, so that's a second meaning to the word space, that the pathway to achieve the state of Buddhahood is of great power, which is the meaning of vast, and that which is to be practiced is bliss and the indivisible bliss and emptiness. So the emptiness being the object, being indivisible from the realizing consciousnesses of bliss and the wisdom that is realizing emptiness. So that is the path of great power to practice to achieve Buddhahood. That is the meaning then of the first half of the sentence, in the vast space of indivisible bliss and void. Then the second half of the Tibetan first line is amidst billowing clouds of Samantabhadra offerings. That then is, we can understand in the same way as we understood offerings in the previous verse, which these billowing clouds of Samantabhadra offerings have as their nature the wisdom of great bliss realizing emptiness, and it takes the aspect of billowing clouds of Samantabhadra offerings, or vast amounts of Samantabhadra offerings. So in the offerings, what appears to one as offerings has as, you know, what appears in the aspect of offerings has as its nature the a great bliss and wisdom realizing emptiness. And the way, the aspect that this visualization should take to one should be vast and expansive and of immense beauty. In terms of covering text, we'll stop there. And I'll just cover a few points, and then you can ask some questions if you have. So one point I want to start with is something we covered last week and we've touched on this week, is that this practice is being, for ourselves, is being done on the level of aspiration or imagination. And that may well lead to some doubts arising for us, because we can understand the purpose and the benefit of refuge and bodhicitta. But there are other aspects here which are clearly being done on the level of imagination. And then we can have some doubts as, should one bother, is there any point in doing so?
但俺这都是国民人的，觉得干样三毛大就什么工就吃不回来的，说是给几岁了去买了哇？弟弟俺这个养活用的嘛，说是几岁的月呢？说是养活用过了哇？弟弟，几岁的几乎学生教了哇？不母亲不觉呢？得了几乎学过了哇？几乎学呢？我带你继续养活嘛？现在养活嘛？剩三十几个了哇？叫我们去蹲着学呢？叫我们去了几乎学习啊？这个继续读家嘛？先把他看那留给那么久读家，刚爷爷几个了哇？对了吧，过几个了吧？现在几十几个学生就要办呢？俺这个解决伢们的牙牙里头，全部培养的牙牙里头了。今年院长俺这个教育的啥特别特别高呗？用这的地了吧？教育啥特啥特别的呢？俺这里啊，今年个要办在田里啥特别的田里要办在田里几个学的全部培养的，新学的马上呢牙牙用过呗？一定在俺这个教育啥特别用这的地了。
To address then there's the visualization that we've been starting to build here. Because again, one may wonder, what is the point of imagining this? I'm just sitting in my home, in my room, and I'm visualizing this something quite beautiful and expansive before me. But what is the purpose of this? Because it is only on the level of imagination. Well, to maybe understand it better, we could think of if we, say, had the opportunity to meet the Prime Minister, and we were particularly excited because we were trying to achieve something meaningful, and we know the Prime Minister has power and influence and can make things happen. So knowing that, we would prepare well for this meeting. We wouldn't go in there and think, what was I going to say? What were the key points? and etc. We would be prepared well. Similarly, if we had the opportunity to have a personal audience with His Holiness, we would be not only excited at that opportunity, but we'd prepare well. We'd think carefully about the questions we were going to ask. We'd think carefully of how to act and behave, because this is an opportunity quite unlike anything that we experience ordinarily. It's not like when we hang out with our friends and we talk about the Dharma, or we hang out with our friends and we talk about our projects and how we'd like them to work out well. These two illustrations of either meeting the Prime Minister or His Holiness are quite extraordinary and are to be utilized well. So similarly, for the purpose of this practice, which has as its goal Buddhahood, one is preparing the environment in the most detailed way to bring about the most perfect of results.
Jagi didn't do the Sueshaki show, I did a Sueshaki chili. You put in the caravan there. Payagasa or something, no, I see it.
It's quite possible you've had the same or similar doubt in relation to making offerings, say, on the shrine here or in your own homes. You're putting out these offerings before statues, but they're just made of metal. So it may seem really strange to put out offerings before this metal image.
It's not the Cooper that the Kundra de Gede.
Because from one perspective, one can look at these metal images, metal and perhaps clay images, and think to oneself, I'm superior to these. I at least can go about the world and do various things and say various things. You know, between these images and myself, surely as a human being, I'm superior. And another thought that may well arise is that if one's making offerings and someone, a stranger, were to walk in, one may be a little bit embarrassed, thinking, I wonder if they're laughing inside at me. Or I wonder if they're criticizing me. Because with what I'm doing, I know it seems a little strange. Such thoughts aren't completely surprising, and that from an ordinary worldly way of thinking, this would probably be quite appropriate. But from the Dharma perspective, it's a little different. So for example, the Tibetan word for statue is literally similar to the body, kundra. So for example, if we were to say, oh, he is similar to Dorje, you'd know it's not Dorje, but in some way is similar to him. So similarly with the statue, that the word for statue is similar to, and then there's the honorific word for body. So the Tibetan word for statue, kunye. So ku is the honorific word for a body. And here would refer specifically to the body of a Buddha or the Buddha. And with our understand, and then the second syllable, so that was the first ku and then dra, this is, means similar to. So when one looks at this, at a statue, for example, or at a tanka, knowing that this is similar, it takes a similar form or shape or color to the actual Buddha, then this can serve as a basis upon this, the statue or the tanka serves as a basis upon which, or independence upon which, the faith of confidence arises. And when this faith arises within us, we have now called to mind the Buddha. Independence on the statue, we have recalled, or we've remembered, the Buddha. And with now seeing the Buddha, the statue, as being like the Buddha, as serving a particular role, we make offerings, as if the Buddha were physically present before us.
Ramne 变得崩坏性那里啊，那这个木鱼的再多都还是路线的，去了但那在崩坏通过了嘛都，你呢？那再通过嘛是吧？你呢？当然最近那再路线过好过文章，我们这个这早起么休息打不结的，看得见那早起打不结我说。七六个崩坏的杂七木来生打不结果嘛是吧？南罗的三七幺了，第杂七木修了，第南罗幺了三七，那里也打不修结果了哇？哦，第南些，俺就固定了呀，俺那三级的南这个中配些，三级得了修罗些，进了些下完这，第固南第南罗也三级修幺了三七，固可能三级，你工作的三级的什么等高嘛是？第南罗了三级修幺了三七，没把这三级来配过来些的。这上全部配合的，第二个啊，这是配合我来去。
And furthermore, the statues that one is about to make offerings to, these aren't just mere shells that have been crafted. Very well, so as to be pleasing to the eye and look like the actual Buddha. They have also been filled with particular mantras and particular substances, and thereafter they have been consecrated. And in the consecration ritual, many things are recited, including heartfelt requests that the omniscient Buddha is aware of this consecration and the requests being made in the consecration and to enter and abide within this object. And thereafter, this now consecrated statue is transformed in terms of how we relate to it because of having been well constructed, filled in the appropriate manner, and then consecrated, whereby the Buddhas were implored to enter and abide in this statue. This statue then is suitable to serve as a basis for making offerings to, as if it were the Buddha in person or in flesh and blood. So another illustration would be, if you have just a regular container before us here, we won't pay much attention. But if someone knows that within that regular container, there are things of great value, perhaps jewels stored inside, whilst it will look very ordinary from the outside, the person who knows the value that it contains within will relate to it very differently. So similarly, when one understands that these Buddha images here, and the ones in your home, they've been created with care, filled in the appropriate manner, and then consecrated by a Lama through the appropriate ritual, where they implored the Lama, the Buddha, to enter and abide in this image, thereby transforming it into something that is merely looks like the body of a Buddha into something that is suitable to be considered like the body of the Buddha. So then when one is making offerings to the Buddha's image, whether it's a statue or a tanka, one can relate to it as if it is like a Buddha in that seeing it as having the power or the potency of a Buddha. And that makes it as suitable as a basis for making offerings to.
我的那些计划的这些都叫有三大小的，所以给的那些有的三大呢，第一遇到了呀，那三级叫有关注什么需要，是被没办法解决，第二个第一见钱呢，就关注什么叫敲破的，什么大项计划的。
And it's the same with the visualization. So now we're still just constructing it, but later we come to verses maybe 15 and 16, and this is the invocation. So the invocation serves the same purpose as the invocation to the visualization serves the same purpose as the consecration ritual does to a statue or tanka, where one is imploring the Buddhas to come and abide either in the statues or here in one's visualization. Thereafter, one can have confidence because of the quality of one's visualization and the sincerity of one's supplication that now this isn't a mere imagined a Buddha abode before one, but we have the holy beings actually before us because they have responded to our sincere request. Think about it, actually, in our society, we have similar objects that perform such a purpose. For example, there are statues in town. And if you walk in the park and there's a statue, or before a building there's a statue, or if you go to a gallery and you see a portrait of someone, you'll, from seeing the shape, you'll recall the person, or reading the sign underneath, you'll know who it is, and then you've called them to mind. And maybe if you're with someone, you'll talk about why they're being represented, what they did to deserve such an honor. And in this way, one calls to mind this former famous person and discusses their good deeds. And on a more personal level, we aren't always with our loved ones, but we carry around their photos. And by looking at a photograph of a child or a parent, immediately they call to mind. A warm feeling arises within oneself, remembering their qualities. So these illustrations from daily life are not that dissimilar from the purpose of or the role that statues in our home or here in the shrine play. They fulfill the role of being a physical representative of the Buddha before us. So this really is the essential meaning of the purpose of either doing a visualization and also of making offerings before a Buddha image. It's through the varying stages of having a constructed visualization or statue that is then consecrated or in the particular way or the date the Buddhas are invoked, and then thereby one has confidence as if the physical Buddhas were before oneself. We have this physical representation, which is this kundra, similar to the body of the Buddha before us. And now we can make offerings in a way as if we were doing it to the Buddha himself in person. And in this way, the offerings can be performed in a very personal and intimate level. Now, not just on the level of imagination or make-believe, but one can do so with the confidence that one is communicating with the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha. So this is good to know, because with this understanding, your own practice will create far more merit, and also when you meet people and they have doubts and it seems a little bit strange, then one can hopefully explain it to them in a way that makes sense. So it's a little late, but if you have some questions, then feel free to ask. Then thank you very much.